This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
Bradley, somebody's missing.
Who's missing?
David Miscavige.
Oh, the head of the Church of Scientology. Wait yes. a minute, I thought it was Shelley Miscavige that was missing. Where is Shelley?
Shelley, you know, as a lot of people, if you're not deep into Scientology and Leah Remini's series.
Well, then you wouldn't be listening to us, but anyway.
Right, but you wouldn't know that David Miscavige, the leader of the Church of Scientology, his wife Shelley has been not seen in, she hasn't been seen in public for
years,
which Leah Remini brought up like in 2013.
Why she left the church.
Right. So in 2013, she told police, hey, you need to look for this woman.
Yeah.
And I guess they went to the home and she cracked the door. What happened again, Bradley?
Well, I was telling you, you asked me how this all went down. And I was like, well, allegedly, supposedly at the time, they said we did, LAPD said we did a well, I think it was LAPD. It might have been another California jurisdiction. I don't remember. But they said they did a wellness check on Shelley Miscavige and that she was fine. Everybody was like, oh, okay, so what's what, Leah? Like, why'd you bring this up? She's fine. Well, yeah, they made contact with her, but I was like, I mean,
that's like
saying like you like somebody opens the door and it's like,
hi, Miscavige. I'm looking for Shelley Miscavige.
Shelley, hi. And she's got the door cracked open.
Shelley. So you're Shelley. Can you provide some ID to?
Here's my ID.
Okay. So you're okay because we're supposed to check on you. People were worried.
Fine.
You haven't been. Okay. So you're fine. Totally Everything's
fine.
Okay.
But what you don't see is that behind the door, there's somebody like, you know, looking at her like, you better not say anything.
Yeah, and maybe they have a weapon.
Well, yeah, you never know. But, you know, the point is, just because they showed up for a wellness check and she said, I'm fine,
or
doesn't
maybe it wasn't
mean
even
she's
her.
Actually fine. Well, yeah, I would assume they had a picture to know what Shelley Miscavige looks like. But my point is, like, that doesn't make me feel confident at all. And also because she's not been seen in public since.
Right. So, what's going on with her? But now TMZ is reporting
that you're telling me that David has disappeared.
David has disappeared. TMZ says that he is playing a cat and mouse game with lawyers trying to serve him a trafficking suit, not a traffic ticket.
Okay. No, you mean like
trafficking
human
people.
Trafficking.
Yes, the lawyers think now that he's allegedly vanished for a 4-month period. He has eluded the process, people trying to serve him with papers 27 times. At Scientology offices in L.A. and Clearwater, Florida, where they're headquartered.
Yeah.
So they know that they're looking for him. So he's like, they're like, oh, he's not here today. 27 times. Now, the whole suit has to do with these adults who, as kids, were in a sect of Scientology called Sea Org.
Yep.
Which is, okay, it's kind of like the military. They actually work on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And because the leader of Scientology, the first guy, was obsessed with military.
Yeah.
And so he developed this program that was like training for his Scientology little soldiers to basically be, it's like a higher level of like, okay, let's say you graduated Scientology school as a young adult. Now you get to go to Sea Org. Oh my gosh, you've been chosen.
Yeah, but really what it means is that you're going to be at the beck and call of the leaders and you're going to have to do their dirty work. And it really is just a private labor force.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been allegations and accounts of trafficking for years. So I'm actually surprised that it's taken this long. But what do we know about the details of the charges that they're actually
Okay,
trying to serve him for.
Yes, so these members, they claim that they were forced into the church as kids and worked into adulthood for nominal pay. This is Valeska Paris, along with Gawain and Laura Baxter. They are married. They eventually quit Sea Org and filed a civil complaint against Miscavige in 2022. Mm-hmm. So they're just now coming after them. These are the lawyers, because this would be a civil suit.
Yeah.
And one of the plaintiff's lawyers filed documents last month saying Miscavige cannot be permitted to continue his gamesmanship. And a federal judge said she will soon decide whether Miscavige can be considered officially served.
Hmm.
But they haven't been able to track him down.
Which is going to be really hard, because they have homes and property all over the globe.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of places and plenty of people that they are familiar with and connected to and have resources.
Yes.
That he can probably be in hiding for as long as he would like.
That's correct.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. Now, TMZ corrected themselves and said, if anybody read another article that said it was child sex trafficking, that is incorrect.
Human trafficking.
Yeah,
though,
the
right?
Federal lawsuit only alleges trafficking.
Okay.
So.
Which to me is like it's a good thing that it wasn't sex trafficking, but also human trafficking just as devious and,
mm-hmm.
terrible, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we hope that they find him.
Our good friend Paul McGuire Grimes came in early for this segment
because
he was so fascinated.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, I do want to know, do we think that this could actually bring down the church? Like, what could it actually take to bring them down?
I mean, that's a great question. And I
because we talked about
a lot
of, there have been a lot of attempts.
Correct.
And membership is down by all accounts, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you believe the critics of the organization, the membership is way down. And it really is just an organization that still has access to incredible amounts of money and real estate.
And power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be hard to dismantle that.
Big empty buildings.
Yeah.
Really strange.
Yeah.
And it was all purchased on the backs and the dollars and the wallets of...
Members
who were, you know, according to Leah Remini, when you start the church, you have to continuously buy all of these like textbooks,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, levels of like, okay, now we're going to learn this level, and you have to spend $10,000 on books.
Yeah.
And these poor people who are, you know, like, I'll do anything I can to get this money to go forward in my mission with the Church of Scientology.
And if you don't, they'll blackmail you with all the auditing that they've done.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if they know your deep, dirty secrets.
Exactly.
They will like, okay, well, here's your receipts, and we're going to blackmail you with all of that.
It's like the church of gaslighting.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, okay, well, let's do, what do they call when they hold the things and do the audit?
I don't remember it's not Going Clear,
well,
right?
Well, the book is amazing. If you need an intro to Scientology, read Going Clear or watch the documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. Or Leah Remini's book, and I can't remember the title of her book.
Troublemaker.
Thank you
have you
for
read
bringing
those?
The words.
I have read Going Clear. I have not read Troublemaker. I was
actually just
looking at them on my bookshelf earlier today.
You should read it.
Oh my gosh, how did you know?
If
you were tapped into the Scientology
I would say if you get access to the audiobook at any point, it's just fun to hear
Leah Remini being really pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, and she wasn't. She had a right to be.
Yes.
Because she was raised in it and learned, and to her credit, was able to see beyond it, which a lot of people, you know, if that's what you're raised with, it's got to be hard to challenge, right?
Oh, 100%.
But she did.
She's a very courageous woman. Yes.
Hey, Paul, we want to make sure we get to the Oscars.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about.
Anything else about Scientology you need to know from the experts here?
No. Oh,
no,
what's the movie? The Master.
I'm asking Paul if he...
The Master. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Isn't that a great movie?
Amazing.
It's kind of about Scientology.
Absolutely.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard.
That's a fantastic film. Yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joaquin,
that was a great book.
Amy Adams.
And also just really uncomfortable.
Yeah. But such great acting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, when we come back, our good friend Paul McGuire Grimes joins us with all the latest on the Oscars and more when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Oh,
hi.
It's a great Friday. Is it still sunny outside, Bradley?
It is absolutely glorious. I don't see cloud, or I don't know. I've probably been blinded to like what the actual weather is, but it looks sunny right
now. Well, it's sunny in the studio right now because Paul McGuire Grimes is here, and he's here to talk about movies.
Hey, everyone.
Hey. Hi, Paul.
It's Oscar nomination week.
I was just going to try to get you some Oscar music here.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I love it. Thanks.
It only took us like 8 years before we got you some music, but there you go, honey.
Whatever.
Don't say we never gave you that. All right. What do you know?
Okay. Let's talk about like some of my biggest takeaways from this year's nominations is Everything Everywhere All at Once. My favorite movie of 2022. Woo! Is the most nominated at 11 nominations. And what I love about that is that everyone that I've talked to that has seen it has loved it. And this will also mean that more people will see it. People that try to go and watch Oscar-nominated films, whether they are popular or not, they would try to seek it out. And I think that they will be moved by that movie. Whether they know it's happening throughout the whole thing is a different story. But by the end, I hope that they love it. And that has also increased the number of Asian representation in the nominations.
Now,
that's fantastic.
Yes.
As someone who has not seen the movie, I would like to. I know. But that's one I will see before the Oscars for sure. Mm-hmm. But as someone who has not seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, what do you attribute the, or I should say, asking as a person who hasn't, asking someone who has, why do you think this movie, or what makes this movie so acclaimed or so recognized?
I think a lot of factors. I think the fact that it is so wholly original, and sometimes we are clamoring for that. We want to see a movie that is not like anything else. It's not a sequel. It's not a Marvel or a DC, and there's no respect to those movies. But when you see this, you will have no idea what's happening next because it goes on such a wild ride. And then that kind of keeps you invested. You're like, I have no idea where this is going. But it's amazing. And the performances from Michelle Yeoh to Kiki Kwan to Jamie Lee Curtis to Stephanie Hsu, all four of them nominated, are phenomenal. And the costuming, the visuals are stunning.
The visual effects, it's an action movie. It has a great story. It has heart to it.
There's family themes. And by the end, you realize that the actual heart of the movie is something so simple that we all, no matter who you are, can relate to.
It's so true.
And it's about everyone. It's not like, it's
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
All
it's phenomenal.
You like time travel because you're a Doctor Who fan, Bradley. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna love it.
I can't wait. Well, and I love Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, stunning.
You know that she was in Star Trek Discovery.
Yes.
In a storyline that dealt with alternate reality. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is just crazy.
I need her to win Best Actress.
All right.
I do too.
I'm fine with that.
I know she's probably a tight lock next to Cate Blanchett. If Cate Blanchett wins, that would be her third Oscar.
What's her movie again?
Tar. Ooh. That's next on my list.
I have seen it.
Okay.
I will say I'm kind of in the camp of thinking it's overrated, but I may not have just been in the right place when I was watching it. I would like to see it again, but I feel like I want Michelle. I want her to get it. Now, speaking of Best Actress, you may be thinking, okay, I'm seeing these names. I know them, but who is Andrea Riseborough? What is to Leslie?
So I heard a podcast all about the just crazy story of how this movie or how this woman ended up getting nominated, and they did something really unique to get her out there.
Yes. Okay. So if you're thinking, well, didn't people just see her movie and then like nominate her? It's not quite how it works. The movie studios have to have a marketing budget to then get screeners, to get billboards, to market these actors to get nominations. The studio behind To Leslie had zero budget.
Oh.
So no one really saw the movie. It took people within the industry, Cate Blanchett, Kate Winslet, Jane Fonda, a lot of other people to go on social media to be in their appearances and say, hey, everyone should go check out Andrea Riseborough and To Leslie. You should go check out the performance. It's like the definition of acting. So it was literally a grassroots campaign of people just chatting amongst themselves. And that was like within 2 weeks of voting. So now going into the voting season, everyone's like, oh, I got to check out this movie. People are talking about it.
Oh my gosh, that's lovely.
When they were making nominations allegedly in the room, they were gasped when they made this announcement because this was on no one's mind as a possible nomination.
She's not been on any other critic guild. There's no SAG nomination, Critics' Choice, Golden Globe, no. But then And this is not to blame her or any other nominee, but who we did not see nominated then was Danielle Deadwyler, Viola Davis, who have been the talk of award season, even if they didn't get win. But those nominations were so important. And Danielle Deadwyler in Till is acting like you have never seen from her before. You have to go see that movie. I'm just livid that she didn't get the nomination. And again, we're talking about two black women in phenomenal movies that were ignored.
The Woman King.
The Woman King.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
King,
which, and our friend
Mike, our producer here. Yeah. Mike, talk about Woman King and what you thought.
My favorite of the year. I thought it was phenomenal. It was just moving and inspirational and all those things. I mean, it had like a female gladiator vibe to it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, incredible. And Till, of course, based on the true story of Emmett Till. So two very important movies that completely shut out.
Seems like, though, now next year there's going to be a lot of people trying to follow this to Leslie. Strategy of getting your movie recognized, even if you don't have a big budget.
Yeah.
And I think it is kind of gross to think that the movies that have the biggest budget get the nominations.
I mean, when you think about how the sausage is made, there is that.
It is.
I vote for the Critics Hollywood Association. So, like, I see how that happens.
See that.
I'm a part of that machine.
People are sending you things in the mail.
All sorts of things. Correct.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
The thing we love about Paul McGuire Grimes is, of course, this is his gig, right? He's talking to celebrities. He's talking about film day in and out. He's seeing movies all year long. What was the thing that most excited you about the Oscar nominations?
I will say
this year,
best supporting actress race, I am obsessed with Angela Bassett, Hong Chau for The Whale, Carrie Condon for The Banshees of Inisherin, Stephanie Hsu for Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Five phenomenal performances, five very different roles, and this very well could go to Angela Bassett. The first Marvel caricature to not only get a nomination, but could very well win. And Angela Bassett, so deserving. She gives me Shakespeare royalty vibes.
Whoa!
In Black Panther Wakanda Forever. She's that good.
Okay.
She's stunning. And to finally give her an Oscar, I can't even talk about it.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I saw Everything Everywhere the opening weekend because we saw the previews and we're like, we can't wait for this.
Yes.
And then after we saw it, we were so blown away. We were telling everybody, you have to go see this in the theater.
That is how, okay, to go back to like, how do movies get seen? Mm-hmm. Word of mouth.
Yeah.
So if no one talks about going to see Till or The Woman King, they're not going to get nominated. And we can do what we can in our industry. And that helped Everything Everywhere, is all the people like us that are seeing it, talking about
that
it.
That buzz helps, yeah.
That buzz helps.
What's the buzz that you wish was out there that is not loud enough for people to go out and see the movie you want them to see?
Oh, my God.
There's probably like a half a dozen movies.
Yes. Women Talking. If we're going to talk about nominations.
Yeah, tell us about that.
In theaters. It did get a Best Picture, but not that women were not nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
Okay.
The premise behind it is a group of Mennonite women who have spent years being abused by the men in their colony, and that they need to decide as a group on whether they will stay and just ignore what's been happening, or they will ignore it, they will stay and fight it, or they will leave. But if they leave, then they risk entering the kingdom of heaven because they have not forgiven their men.
Oh,
it is based on a true story.
Lord.
And it's from Sarah Pauley, who wrote and directed it. You got Claire Foy, Jesse Buckley, Rooney Mara. It reminded me of 12 Angry Men in its like discussion and discourse that these women are having.
With women, yeah.
Yeah,
oh my
phenomenal.
Gosh, I'm getting chills.
I know. Doesn't Paul just make you want to go watch all the movies
so
right now?
I love you.
Thank you.
Oh,
Paul,
man.
Love you too.
Are you going to be on Twin Cities Live today?
Yes. We're talking about Shrinking, A Man Called Otto, and Shotgun Wedding. Ooh.
Really quickly, Shrinking?
Yes. It's really good.
Apple TV Plus series.
That's from Ted Lasso. From the Ted Lasso creators. And Jason Segel. You can catch my interviews on Twin Cities Live today.
And on your website, yes. Because you can always go to PaulsTripToTheMovies.com. He's got a YouTube channel. Like and subscribe.
Big Paul, one's coming next week.
We like you and we're subscribed.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you again soon. Catch him on Twin Cities Live today at 3. And we'll be right back with the latest on Britney and what she's got to say on the Twitters right here on My Talk 107.1.
Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Yep.
We want to remind you about Valentine's for Seniors.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you mentioned it, Dawn.
Yes, so we are collecting Valentines for Friends & Co. They are a great organization who takes the, well, seniors that are lonely and matches them with people like you and creates bonds, and it's just, you know, loneliness with seniors, it's, you know, it's a terrible thing.
You're going to make them feel good, and you're going to make yourself feel good in return,
yes.
Because connecting with other human beings is the best way to live a long and happy life.
Yes, and it really does make their day. So please, all you have to do is just send a Valentine. We also have our good friend Liz, who is featured on the morning show, who is a part of Friends & Co., and you can send her a Valentine and also an extra one for a senior in our community. So go to MyTalk1071. And where do they find it, Bradley?
MyTalk1071.com, keyword Valentine's.
Yeah.
And it's got our address and all the details right there.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Well, we also have the MyTalk Awards, and that's going on starting next week.
Yeah. So if you have not voted like 100 times for The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, what are you doing wrong with your life?
Yeah.
So head to MyTalk1071.com. Starting next week, we are going to narrow down your how does this work? Starting next week, and in fact, on Monday morning at 8 a.m., we are going to go head-to-head and
reveal the votes.
Reveal who wins what with whom and how.
It's so much fun.
So, for example, I'm not sure. Actually, I have that info. Don't we have the info? Let me look it up here. Can I say what we're doing on Monday?
I think so.
Right? Hmm. Here's the list of nominations. Yep. So the nominations that we will announce winners for on Monday, it is TV Streaming Show of the Year. Am I reading that right? It's a chart I'm looking at. Are you seeing the same thing?
Hmm. Yes, you're reading it right.
Okay.
Okay.
And I will be there along with Steve Grant and Jason and Alexis.
Brand new news. Yes, that's just
we just got the list earlier this afternoon. And then are we doing those other two as well?
I believe all three are.
Okay, so TV Streaming Show of the Year, Asshat of the Year, and Actor of the Year. We will be announcing those on Monday, and then Tuesday there's a whole new list. Anyway, every day next week on Jason and Alexis at 8 a.m., we will be going through the winners. So make sure you get in and get those votes in before the voting ends.
All right. Now what's going on with Britney? This is big news.
Yeah, no, we need to talk about Britney because we've been talking about this story all week. She disappeared from Instagram. Now, one thing we did not mention that before she disappeared from Instagram, there was an allusion, a mention of 911 in her post. It didn't say, "Hey guys, call 911 for me." But
that's
she did
right.
mention 911 in her post before deleting that post and then shutting down her Instagram. That led some fans to then call 911 on her behalf and have Ventura County Sheriff's Department do a wellness check. Well, here's the thing. That didn't go over very well because, well, maybe fans aren't the best arbiters of who needs to call 911 for Britney Spears.
But I just didn't make that connection until you said it right now, because the original post did say something about 911. So crazed fans think this is a signal to us, like she's communicating to us. And she's trying to get us to do this because she's made it known that the Free Britney movement actually caused her to speak up in her life about what was going on with her. And said, please, yes, I need to be freed.
Yeah.
So now they think that it's their job to handle all of Britney's affairs and think she's still under control.
Exactly. So they call 911 and then through TMZ, I'm assuming it's Sam, dropped a note and was like, "Hey, guys, Brittany's fine. There is no need to be calling 911. Please don't do this. You know, she's annoyed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the report we talked about yesterday. Well, today we have another development in this particular story, and it comes in the form of a tweet.
A tweet
from Britney Spears. And I would like to read this tweet to you, and I would like you to tell me what you think about it. Now, this was from Britney yesterday afternoon. And this is on her Twitter, because her Instagram account, as far as I know, at least before the show today, was still down. As everyone knows, the police were called to my home based on some prank phone calls.
Prank. Okay.
I love and adore my fans, but this time things went a little too far and my privacy was invaded. The police never entered my home, and when they came to my gate, they quickly realized there was no issue and left immediately. This felt like I was being gaslit and bullied once the incident made it to the news and being portrayed once again in a poor and unfair light by the media. During this time in my life, I truly hope the public and my fans who I care so much about can respect my privacy moving forward. All the love, B.
Wow. I understood that.
Yeah.
That seems so logical mm-hmm. and well put together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a real contrast to mm-hmm. her Instagram, where it seems like there are times when she, if it is her,
mm-hmm.
that she is trying to, it's like, is this a riddle? Should we try to figure this out? But then you just go, no, this is not something that is, it's unintelligible, is what I'm saying.
Right?
Like, you don't know what it is and why. It just seems like the ramblings of somebody who isn't all there.
Yeah, so one of two things is true to me. I don't know, tell me what you think. But to me, this statement on Twitter is completely antithetical to any statement we've seen on Instagram. So, mm-hmm. ergo, one of those statements is Britney.
Right.
Which one is the real Britney? Because a lot of people said this statement on Twitter, and I
of
think
course,
my first reaction is like, somebody's controlling her Twitter account. Her Instagram account. So it's not Britney on Instagram. This is Britney on Twitter. But then I'm like, but what if it's the other way around? Because this statement sounds so like, well, it sounds like it's written by a PR person.
By one of the White House speechwriters.
During this time in my life, I truly hope the public, because even when I think about speaking Britney, like a lot of times when she has spoken directly to her fans, like on a video or something mm-hmm. like that, this is not the way she talks.
It isn't. It's tattoo time.
I mean.
And, hey, Britney, how do you like being divorced? It's awesome.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Or she's on a bike going, woohoo, that's fine. That's just her.
We just don't see her getting
but
serious.
During this time in my life, Dawn, yes? I truly hope the public and my fans, who I care so much about. Also, do you know how many times she's told her fans to bleep off and the media to bleep off? Like,
yeah.
This just doesn't sound like, I don't know.
So you don't think Twitter sounds like Britney, or is it the Instagram that doesn't sound like Britney?
I don't know which is real.
I don't know who Britney is. I don't know who the real Britney is.
But one of them is not Britney. That I do know. Like, I would bet money that, like, if you're doing, like, the logic problem, like, mm-hmm. both, I guess you could say neither of them is Britney, or one of them is Britney.
Well,
but not both of them are Britney.
Let's go down the road that the Instagram is not Britney.
Okay.
That would mean that Britney Spears is so closed off from the world that she doesn't know that there's an Instagram that is her that people are posting on.
Yeah.
Not people, but the controllers.
Yeah.
So nobody calls her.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton doesn't call her and go, hey, did you know that your family has taken over your Instagram and they're making you look like you're not all there because they want to perpetuate
this thing? Then the Instagram is the real Britney? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it seems so far-fetched that we gotta think that Sam is just an insider for Jamie Spears.
Well, yeah.
Okay. He's the one that is he not letting anybody in? I just feel like somebody would have told her by now that, hey, did you know that there's your Instagram is being used and they're using it to create this idea of, yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's the Instagram account is Britney, and it sounds a little, you know.
So you do think the Instagram is Britney?
Well, I mean, if I had to pick one or the other, it's either Twitter or
Instagram.
Instagram, I would say, based on the behavior that I've seen, visual and otherwise, that Instagram seems to be the true Britney. But that's totally opposite of what I said earlier.
I know, and all along, since I've been with you on this show, it's the opposite.
But I mean, I'm always open to interpretation.
Okay, so you're easily influenced.
Yeah, have you met me? Oh my God.
I would call myself gullible. I am. Sometimes I just believe things because I want it to be. All right, it's more interesting. Is that a bad thing to admit?
You mean like Lincoln was killed by leeches?
Oh my gosh. I meant George Washington.
You did not meet George Washington.
I meant George Washington.
Okay.
Right.
She thought Lincoln died by leeches.
No, okay. I didn't.
No, but what do you think? Of the two, like if we were picking,
well,
which is which? There's no right answer.
Okay. So there have been also things that have happened in the public that don't seem like she has it all together yet, and it's not her fault.
Yeah.
And I think that that is more reflective in the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
So I think that it could be Britney. Yeah. Yeah. It's Britney.
Here's what I do know. The truth is out there. We just haven't found it yet.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Because there is a truth.
Yes.
We just don't know what it is.
What is the truth? Somebody tell me and I will believe you because I am gullible.
What? Oh. Is it aliens?
It's ghosts. That's what it
you
is.
You think it's ghosts?
It's the ghost of Britney Spears.
It's not ghosts. It's aliens.
Okay. Well, I wonder what game we have coming up next.
We're going to find out because our good friend Mike has a game ready and waiting. Now,
this
remember.
Is a co-op.
Yeah, it's Friday, so you and I have to play on the same team, honey.
It's great. Then I won't get upset when I
lose.
Yeah,
you won't get pretend bullied. We'll figure out what the wheel lands on for game day right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's Friday, and we are so excited to play our game, our final game of the week.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette!
Here's your host.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
My God, calm down. Yeah. There we go. Now we're getting that excitement that we're looking for. Nicely done. It is Game Show Roulette. Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice. Your sugar situation was fine. Yeah, you didn't go crazy.
I am now, though.
Yeah, we'll find out here in a second. We're going to play a game here. It is a Friday, which means we play cooperatively, so we're all working together for a goal.
So be nice!
Let's see what we're going to play today.
Yes!
Yes!
Come on down!
Oh,
nope, definitely not that.
No, but this is Family Feud.
I always confuse the come on down with the Family Feud.
We have to be a family.
Hold on a second. You always think this.
Yes.
Is this.
But okay, they still, don't they run around or he runs?
They just kind of run.
You run toward, what's his name? Yeah.
Steve Harvey?
No, before Steve Harvey.
Oh.
Richard Dawson?
Yes.
They used to always pose. The whole family would do a strange pose.
Yeah.
And then they would open up the
wall. Yeah.
And then they would run down and clap along.
And they usually had on like pantyhose with open toed shoes.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
White pantyhose. Yeah.
All right. So this is fun. This is only the second time you two have played this together.
It's true.
Because do you want to be my brother or my dad?
Okay. That got real creepy. Woo. I would like to be neither of those things.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be your uncle.
Friends. Okay. Bradley and Don will be playing Family Feud today. Friendly Feud today. Who wants to go first? We're doing the fast money round. Again, the first time we played this, Don, you basically did it by yourself. That's how good you were at this game.
Look so thank you for always encouraging me.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Who wants to go first?
How about you went first last time? I'll go first this time.
All right, Don, we need you to go into the soundproof booth.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And then don't listen.
Yep, don't listen in. Go have a conversation.
All right.
She's gone.
She's leaving. There she goes.
All right.
And she's out.
So everyone knows how this one works. It's just a fast money round. It happens at the end of Family Feud. I'm going to read five questions. You come up with your best answer, Bradley. We'll go through how you did. And if the two of you can combine to have 200 points, you will win today.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
Okay.
Name something associated with vampires.
Blood.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out for a special occasion.
Suit.
Name a Marvel Avengers character.
Batman.
Name something you might be glad only comes once a year.
Santa Claus.
tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Erection.
All right, there you go. You've got the answers in there.
Ooh. Oh, poor Santa. Should I go get John?
No, we have to run through the answers quick.
Oh, okay, that's right. Sorry.
Let's run through the answers. Your first one, name something associated with vampires. Okay. And you said blood. Yep. Survey says, is blood on the list? It is.
Yes!
29.
Oh, good. Fantastic
start. 29 right. there to get things started.
That's a good start.
Second one, name something in a person's closet you only use on special occasions. You said suit.
Okay.
That's the number one answer.
Yes!
Nicely done. 35 points.
All right.
So with 35 points, you're already up to 64. All right. For this next one, Marvel fans across the universe have groaned because name a Marvel character.
I don't know my...
A Marvel Avengers universes. Character, to be specific. You said Batman. Survey says... Sorry, that's DC. That's the other side. It's okay.
All right.
Name something. You couldn't get them all.
That's true.
Name something that you're glad only comes around once a year. I'm going to give you credit for this one. The number one answer is Christmas, and you said Santa. That works.
Yes!
Take it. Nicely done. So that's 47, by the way.
Holy...
You are all the way up to 111. And finally, you said name a word, or I said name a word that rhymes with election. You chose another E word, erection. Is it on the board?
Yes!
It's the number two answer.
Yes!
23 people agreed with you and said erection. And now I've got the opportunity to say erection four times here.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate that. So why don't you go ahead and grab Dawn.
All right.
And I'll just sit here and mumble erection to myself.
Dawn!
All right.
Come on! Hurry up!
Where'd she run away to? She was just supposed to go in the soundproof room.
She's sitting there talking to Brittany like, you know, she's got nothing better to do.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to... You said to go far, far away, and I... criticize their choice of pizza.
Don.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Are you ready to hear how Bradley
Mike.
Did?
Oh, sure.
You guys have to get to 200 points collectively.
Yeah.
How good do you think I did?
Oh, I think you did like 131.
Oh my gosh. He did 134.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh. Great job.
Psychic number lady.
Only off by a
three.
Few, which that means now 66.
Oh.
Or 66. Sorry. Yes, I was misreading. 66. Is
no
what
problem.
You need.
You'll do it.
66 to get there. Now remember, if you hear this sound, it's a name that's already been given or answer that's already been given.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to need a new one. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I won't put the timer on because I know that'll freak you out.
Thank you.
So we'll start things off with this one. Name something associated with vampires.
Blood.
Need a new answer.
Teeth.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions.
A tie.
Okay. Name a Marvel Avengers character.
Thor.
Name something you might be glad only comes once a year.
Valentine's Day.
Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Erection.
Need another word.
Deflection.
All right. You only need 66 points.
Can she do it?
How are you feeling about that?
How do I feel? I'm fine.
Think we can get there.
Okay.
I think we can get
All right.
There.
Let's hear it.
All right. So we'll start things off with name something associated with vampires. You went with teeth. Is it on the board? It is. Unfortunately. Oh, I hit it twice. Unfortunately, it was only four.
Oh. Four points. What? Four. Come on. What were the other things? A cave?
The top answer was Twilight.
That is the movie.
Twilight, vampires.
Oh, I got to remember, this isn't 1980s.
No, this is
current?
Yeah.
Oh. Twilight?
Garlic, bat, cape, Dracula, all answers above fangs.
And none of that would happen without teeth.
Next one, you say...
not that you're bitter.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions. You said tie. Is it on the board? It's not.
What?
Tux was number one. Dress was number two. Jewelry, dress, shoes, and shotgun were all on the list. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Four people said that, by the way.
Shotgun!
So you guys are at 138, okay? We've got the next one. Name a Marvel Avengers character. First off, Bradley, why don't you tell her what you said?
I said Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You said Thor. Is Thor on the list?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is the fifth answer. It's 15 points.
Okay.
What was the number one answer?
Captain America.
Okay.
Oh.
Then Iron Man, then Black Panther, then the Hulk, and then Thor.
See, I don't know these Marvel characters.
Okay. All right. So you guys still got a little bit of work to do right now.
How many points do we need?
You're sitting at 153. You need 47 points.
Oh, no.
Name something that you're glad only comes once a year. Bradley did get the number one answer, which was Christmas.
Oh.
And Dawn, you said Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Survey says...
What?
That's not on the board.
Oh my God. This is not good.
Christmas was one. Birthday was two. Tax season was third. Tax. And anniversary was next.
Oh.
All right. Finally, tell me a word that rhymes with election. You both wanted to say erection. And now I've had the opportunity to say it about seven times, which makes me happy.
it sure does.
You said deflection.
It's not on the board.
For the win, is deflection on the board? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Selection. Selection.
I wondered if it was selection.
That was the number one answer.
Or like collection.
Oh, my God. Perfection,
detection, protection, rejection, collection, and section all on the board.
That's a lot of words.
But not deflection.
I only got 19 points, but that's a lucky number.
For effort.
It is.
Well, it's not lucky enough to win.
Maybe next time.
Today was an unlucky number, Dawn.
Okay.
But it was a fun week.
But we had a great week of games. Mike, thank you so much.
You're so great.
For putting in the work so that we could round out each and every show. Yeah, Dawn.
I gotta get out of here because Julie is coming.
No, they're not here this week, honey.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not here today. It's gonna be the wonderful dulcet tones of Brittany and Grant, I think.
Oh. Matt Belanger.
Oh, that's right. Matt Belanger, too.
We love them. We love Julia and Lori, too, just in case anyone's listening.
Well, she's just worried about cleaning, so I'm just telling her she doesn't have to clean. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, you guys. Be safe.